Paul Ramel for Q92 Radio. I'm out at 3B Vineyards, my annual trip out here to visit with Holly Thompson of 3B Vineyards, because Holly, you're at the fair again.
We sure are, Paul.
Are you looking forward to Lac Parle County Fair again?
Of course. It's going to be the 150th celebration. Who doesn't want to come out and celebrate the fair, Paul Ramo?
Right. And celebrate with a lot of different products you have out today.
We sure do. At 3B, we have developed a new drink, and it is called Brianna Sunset Sip, and it features our Brianna, which is a white grape, and it kind of has that pineapple-y taste to it. And then I added a little bit of pineapple juice to it. And Jerry, we purchased a kegging system, so it has bubbles, people. It has CO2 in it, so it's got some bubbles. So the grape lemonade will have bubbles, and the sunset sip, Brianna sunset sip, will have bubbles and carbonation, and we'll haul in the kegs, and yeah, so lots of yummy stuff for you guys.
I had the bubbly stuff at the Chippewa County Fair where you were at.
Yes.
It was good, and it was different.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, who else you got in the booth with you?
Well, I have my good friend Deanna Borsted from Remington Ridge, and she will have her red wines there, and she has a delicious wine slushies for the adults. So, you know, you can come get your freezies from us, yeah. But the adults can go get the wine slushies from Deanna. Those are fabulous, and they are delicious. So, yes, and it's going to be in the 90s, Paul, so yeah.
Maybe a couple slushies during the day.
Exactly.
And a couple freeze pops during the
day. Exactly. And speaking of cold items, my good friend Lynn Morosky is here from White Barn, yep. Honeyberries, and she has some cool, interesting new products, too, to share.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We've done this interview before, right?
We have. This is the second year.
Second year in a row. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your business and your products you have at the fair.
We have honeyberries that we grow north of Dawson on a farm. We have just under 200 plants. We've grown our operation a little bit from last year. At the fair last year, we served honeyberry sundaes, which was a success, so we'll be having more of that this year. I'll also have the sundae topping to sell. Ooh. And we're going to be adding honeyberry shakes as well.
Honeyberry shakes.
Yes, it's soft serve ice cream with our topping mixed in. Okay. It's really good.
Awesome. And Lynn, you grow this right on your farm then, right?
Yep, right north of Dawson.
All right, north of Dawson. How's the business going for you?
It's going really well. We were excited to add about 50 more plants to our farm this year.
Okay. I got to ask both of you, is a little more work having a vineyard than you thought? Lynn, we'll start with you.
Ours is a lot more work than I thought. Okay. Yes.
How about you, Holly?
Yes. Yeah.
A yes from both of you.
Yes. It's a labor of love, Paul.
That's right. It is. If you love something, you do it for nothing almost, right?
That's right. We like it, so we keep doing it.
But nothing will be free at the fair, though, in the booth, right?
No. Well, I shouldn't say that. If I have my, I have a table grape from the U of M, and if I have some of that, you can come to the booth and you can try that, but the U of M does want you to try to fill out a survey. So I'll have surveys for you that they want you to complete just so they can kind of gauge the public's response and how well this is, if they do release that variety. Okay. So I do think the one that I'm going to bring, they are close to releasing it. And what I think, if I have time to do all this, is I'd like to do, like if you think of a creative name, maybe write that name down and put it in a box, because it'd be kind of cool if someone from Lac Parle actually named this grape that the U of M is maybe going to release. So that'd be kind of a cool thought. Yeah.
All right. And you can do that right in your booth then?
Yep. Right in the booth. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So my big question is then, where are you located at the fair?
We are located right on the corner there, kind of right by the beer gardens. Yes, right. Yep, in that beautiful building.
Okay, well, during hairball, you better have plenty to sell.
Exactly. And the fireworks on Thursday night, too.
Going to be a large crowd there all the days of the fair. And But with hairball there, that's going to bring in a lot of people. You like hairball in?
I do. Who doesn't?
Okay. I do.
That's good.
They can come visit us, too. We'll treat them right.
First time I saw that, I got to go on their bus in Montevideo, and they're at the Chippewa County Fair. That was an experience.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. You'll be there every day at the fair then, Holly.
Yes, correct. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see you at the fair.
Okay. Can't wait to try the new honey berry. What is that? Like?
Honey berry shakes.
Honey berry shake. I can't wait to try that. That's new this year.
Yes, and I hope that we get a good response like we did with the sundaes last year.
Okay, yep. And your new product is?
The Brianna Sunset Sip. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's got some bubbles in it.
All right. Well, my daughter Brianna's going to be here, so she'll have to go try it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, ladies, and we'll see you at the fair.
Yep.
All right. That's Lynn Marotsky and Holly Thompson and from 3B Vineyard. Holly's from 3B Vineyard, and Lynn's from?
White Barn Honeyberries.
White Barn Honeyberry. Okay. And stop by their fair booth. They got a great selection of wines and ice creams to sell you.